I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. When a person tests positive for COVID-19, it's essential that they continue to monitor their symptoms and be alert to any changes and stay in touch with healthcare providers. To talk about a new system in place to monitor COVID-19 patients remotely if they're at home with mild to moderate symptoms is Emily Warr. She's a registered nurse and director of operations at the Center for Telehealth at MUSC. Emily, tell us about this remote system for monitoring and managing symptoms for patients who have tested positive for COVID-19 at one of the MUSC testing sites.
As part of our broader response to COVID-19, we developed a home monitoring program for patients who test positive for COVID-19 but are not sick enough to be admitted to the hospital.
Tell us more about the goal of this monitoring program.
Well, there are a couple. From a public health perspective, we want to keep patients at home because that helps preserve valuable medical resources for the more critically ill patients that will ultimately be hospitalized. It also reduces population exposure and enhances social distancing interventions, which we've already deployed. And then also from a patient perspective, the program keeps patients connected to care while they're at home, sort of remotely, and then monitors for potential clinical decline, provides education and I think really important and valuable emotional support, and enables safe referral for virtual or in-person medical evaluation if their status warrants.
And tell us exactly how this online platform or online website works from the patient's standpoint.
So a nurse calls them to enroll them, and then they begin to get a series of symptom questionnaires. They get one the first day, and then every subsequent day that they're enrolled in the program, they enter into their MyChart account and complete this 5-item questionnaire that really covers specifically some symptoms that we know are common with COVID-19. And also they describe their severity of shortness of breath and then how they sort of feel overall. The nurses often talk with the patients about their symptoms and how they can manage them.
And then what happens, Emily, if indeed their symptoms do intensify? And what happens at your end in terms of nurses or physicians or someone getting that information and acting on it?
So the nurses review the surveys every day, and we actually built a risk stratification tool to actually stratify the patients by high, medium, or low risk at enrollment. If the symptoms are worsening, then we give them a call and touch base about how they're feeling and gauge whether or not they need to be escalated to a virtual visit or potentially even go to the emergency department to be seen.
And you mentioned emotional support. People who are at home, some of them maybe by themselves at home and they have COVID-19, it can be a scary situation and they need an expert or a medical professional to reach out to.
Yes, absolutely. We're happy to be able to help them through this challenging time and provide support beyond sort of just being notified that you indeed are positive for COVID. We're able to sort of walk you through the process, and the patients have really seemed to find that valuable.
Emily, thanks for providing this information about monitoring COVID-19 patients.
You're most welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.